This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are days in this job, believe you me, when you look at a story and you say, wait, no, come on, we have got to talk to that person. So it was with an article on Bloomberg today, the headline of which read, "Shorting Chickens Becomes Hot Trade." The mental images alone are priceless, but there are actual market economics behind it. Bloomberg's Megan Durison shared the byline on the piece today. Megan, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
First thing I think we have to do here is explain the concept of short selling, yes?
Okay. So when an investor is short selling a stock, they're pretty much borrowing the stock from their broker and selling it again on the market. And so their assumption is that prices are going to go down and they're going to be able to buy the stock back for cheaper. So pretty much shorting a stock is a bet that the stock price is going to go down.
Okay. Now, why are people shorting the companies in this article, these two chicken companies?
Yeah, absolutely. So it seems like the short interest in both Pilgrim's Pride and Sanderson's Farm has gone up substantially since the end of September. And this year, chicken prices have been on the rise. There's been really tight supplies of both beef and pork, so that has pushed the demand up for chicken a lot. And those companies are both making excellent profit margins right now. Feed costs are really low and chicken prices are really high. But production is expanding and is going to be expanding further in 2015. So some people are speculating that maybe the rising supplies of chicken is going to be pushing the price of chickens down.
Could we say then that we are at peak chicken?
It's hard to say. You know, next year, red meat supplies, at least for beef, are still going to be really tight. The U.S. cattle herd this year started at the smallest since 1951, so more than 60 years, and beef output is just going to shrink further in 2015. But we might be at the peak. It's hard to say.
We are eating ever more chicken in this country, right? I mean, it's like billions and billions and billions of tons.
We are. Next year, production, the USDA forecast is going to be a record 39 billion pounds.
Pound,
so that's
yeah.
A lot of chicken. And that's, to put it in relative terms, that's about 65% more than either beef or pork output here in the U.S. So we produce a lot of chickens. And relatively, for per capita availability, there's about, next year, there'll be about 85 pounds of chicken per person here in the U.S.
Wow.
So it's a lot.
What happens on the consumer end of this thing? I mean, eventually, if these short sellers are right, and if we're at peak chicken, then eventually chicken prices go down.
Yeah, that's, you know, the wholesale prices and retail prices don't often move exactly hand in hand, but consumers certainly could see cheaper chicken next year. And also beef prices this year, especially on the retail end, have just been surging. The USDA is predicting them up about 11 or 12%, and so that's much more than the gains in chicken.
Megan Durison is a commodities reporter for Bloomberg. She is based out of Chicago. Megan, thanks very much.
Thank you.